This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. Democrats are summoning the demon of political violence in America. We must understand the history of violence throughout human civilization in order to appreciate why democracy or this constitutional representational republic is so much better than violence when it comes to determining how we run a society. You see, voting and respecting the outcome of that vote is the sophisticated, civilized replacement for violence. Before there was voting, there was just force, just violence. You want to take over the town back in the day, you just kill the person in charge and you take over, and now you're the new king of that town or the king of that nation. I mean, the history of our world is the history of violence and uncivilized, tyrannical rule. And it is our constitutional republic that replaced that to say, let's live together in a civilized way where we can vote for our representatives, and we all agree to abide by the outcome of that vote, even if our candidate didn't win. And there are other rules that civilized society has established, rules of, for example, fairness in court proceedings, that you have the right to face your accuser, you have the right to defend yourself, you have the right to remain silent. You also have the right to speak, the First Amendment right, and you have the right to exercise your expression of religion. And yet today in America, the Democrats have abandoned each of these rights. Democrats have abandoned the presumption of innocence. They have abandoned due process in these sham impeachment hearings against Trump and in their censorship efforts of Trump supporters, for example. You're never allowed to face your accuser. You're never allowed to present evidence on your behalf. You're never allowed to challenge the accusations against you. You're just guilty because that's the way the Democrats want it. And the Democrats do not respect the outcome of any election that they don't win, which means Democrats have abandoned one of the most important rules of civilized society that was a replacement for violence, which is democracy and voting and respecting the outcome of that vote. When Democrats throw that out, when they abandon these basic rules of civilized society, I hope you understand Democrats are summoning the demon of political violence because they are declaring to the world that they will not abide by rules of civilized society. They are, in fact, begging. They are demanding a return to a more blunt force type of society where the person in charge of a nation, or the White House in this case, they are demanding a return to an era of lawlessness where the people who attain power are those who are most capable of destroying, or in the case of Hillary Clinton, for example, having murdered their political opponents or ordering the murder of their political opponents. It's all about destroying and killing and silencing to the left. This is what Democrats are now demanding. This is how they operate. And I suspect many of them do not realize what they are summoning. Because you see, Trump supporters and Second Amendment supporters, conservatives across America, very dearly want to live in a civilized society. And that's why Republicans tend to follow the rules and provide fairness in hearings. Oh, you can present evidence and we'll present evidence. Let the best man win, or the best argument win. You can have a candidate and we'll have a candidate. Let the best candidate win in the election, and so on and so forth. Democrats now reject all of that. They do not play by any rules. In fact, they violate them at every opportunity as long as that violation gives them an advantage. Look at Adam Schiff. Look at Jerry Nadler. Look at the way the DNC was run under the control of Hillary Clinton in 2016, how they even shoved Bernie Sanders out of the running, basically stole his votes inside the DNC to make sure that he couldn't win. they do it to each other, not just to Trump and conservatives. So the end result of this, and I always have to put this disclaimer in here. I'm not calling for violence. I don't prefer to see violence as a way to resolve problems. I'm here to tell you that the Democrats are summoning the demon of violence. And the Democrats are announcing to the world that from now on, that is the only form of outcomes that they respect. They are saying that they do not respect elections. They do not respect the rule of law. They will not abide by any system of fairness. They will not even allow you to speak. And by doing this, they are declaring that they want to return to a more brutal society, a society where might makes right. That's what Democrats believe, and that's what they are practicing, and that's what they are demanding. And beware what you ask for. Because if that's the system that they are now going to insist we should all live by, then it's only a matter of time before everyone else in society realizes, well, gosh, why are we even playing by election rules when the Democrats have rejected them? Why are we even pretending to play by rules of due process or fairness when the Democrats have rejected all those things? Why are we even pretending that people have freedom of speech when the Democrats are destroying the freedom of speech? You see, the moment that conservative America truly realizes and fully grasps the fact that the Democrats now have resorted to brutality and political violence and the rule of force and might makes right, when that realization is really driven home in the minds of those who have tried to be fair and who have tried to honor democracy, then we have a civil war. Then it goes kinetic. And I'm here to warn everybody that I think we're very close to that point. And in that warning, I sense that Democrats, they cannot return to civilized society. They have rejected it so exhaustively. They have moved so far away from the very tenets of civilized society that they no longer recognize them. In the same way that the so-called journalists of CNN and New York Times and Washington Post, they no longer recognize journalism. They cannot even see it anymore. And they can't even see that they are not journalists. In the same way that Democrats like Adam Schiff cannot recognize that they are the tyrants, that they are the treasonous criminals, that they are the clear and present danger to the United States of America, and that people like them, those Democrats in power, are in fact the enemy of the people. And the people are increasingly realizing that it doesn't matter how they vote, because the Democrats are going to try to nullify that vote like they're doing with the impeachment of President Trump. And the people are realizing it doesn't matter what you say, because you're going to be censored by the tech giants that are run by treasonous criminal traitors who work for YouTube and Google and Twitter and run those organizations and Facebook too, and who are committed to crushing all voices of dissent, voices with whom they disagree. And in demonstrating these philosophies, Democrats and leftists have demonstrated that they are begging for brutality, and that that is the only force that they will recognize, and that the only way to beat Democrats in our civilized society is no longer at the ballot box, but to put them in handcuffs, to bring the force of arrest to them, for example. Perhaps that's through the DOJ. Perhaps that's through, at some point, citizen's arrest. But the only way to stop a Democrat is to physically put them in handcuffs, arrest them, charge them, throw them behind bars, and physically remove them from their corrupt positions of abuse of power so that they can no longer abuse the American people and violate the constitutional rights of everyone. That is now the only way. Elections no longer determine where we are headed in this country. The way to defeat this tyranny and stop these traitors and defend the republic is, by definition, going to have to be centered on the physical arrest, the handcuffing, the prison isolation of these tyrants like Adam Schiff and people like Hillary Clinton, who has been above the law this entire time, and people like James Comey and John Brennan and so on. They must be physically stopped through the force of law that physically removes them from power. Because nothing else matters. Democrats don't respect anything else. And yes, it is time to physically arrest and indict and remove from their offices people like Adam Schiff and Nancy Pelosi and the other traitors who are desperately trying to destroy this nation from within. They must be removed from power, and there's no longer any point in trying to reason with them, negotiate with them, or get along with them, because they are gone. They are 100% dedicated to brutality, and they have abandoned reason. They have abandoned civility. So don't try to be civil with them. Simply use every means at your disposal that is in alignment with the rule of law to remove these people from power and stop them in the same way that you would stop a pack of rabid wolves from tearing your flesh off your legs. You don't try to negotiate with a pack of rabid wolves. You physically stop them. And that's what we must do through every legal and lawful means available to us, we the American people, and our president and our Department of Justice, and the oaths that we have taken to defend this republic against all enemies, foreign and domestic. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Thank you for listening. Support my work by visiting healthrangerstore.com or post your own videos or analysis podcasts at brighteon.com, the YouTube alternative for free speech. Thank you for your support. I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.